we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. When I say we cover some ground, I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got... apparently, the boomer, the movie thing has hit the text line hard. So we're like,
you know, everybody just loves these movies.
Just a few examples. JT from Lacey Springs says, Quigley Down Under. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love Quigley Down Under. I like Tom Selleck anyway. He's great in Blue Bloods, which to me is the best TV show out there right now. And I'm not even a huge TV follower. We just find one show, we kind of watch it. And that's the one we're like, oh, Blue Bloods is on. Yeah, JT from Lacey Springs, I agree. Jeremy from Huntsville had one I wasn't familiar with. First of all, he's the one that pointed out that Rocky IV was Russian, but okay. But he has Revolver with Jason Statham, which I am not familiar with, and Ray Liotta. I need to check that one out. John from Decatur, Boondock Saints. I have seen that one, but it's been a long time, but I seem to recall that one being pretty good. Juan from Newmarket, Braveheart. He's all about the Braveheart. I like it. Mm. What else we got here? Steve from Madison said Hoosiers. That was a great movie. I love the fact that it was true. I love the true stories. In fact, there was a new one out. Have you seen this, Boomer? 12 Mighty Orphans. Have you seen that
one? Yes. I watched that.
How good
honestly,
was that?
That was so good.
Yeah. That was one of those that just like fires you up, wears you out.
Heartbreaking.
Gets you emotional.
I mean, yeah.
And then all back in towards the end.
Right. Oh wow. That's a great movie.
In fact, to me, the best movies are the ones that end and then the subtitles come up that show you what happened to people after the movie.
Right.
I mean, like that.
And it shows like if they have their picture, brings them up the real person.
Like when Rudy, the thing comes up with his real picture and it says, to this day, he's the only one ever carried off the field in Notre Dame.
We are Marshals.
Oh my
gosh.
Ah. See, now you're going to rip my heart out. was that Matthew McConaughey in that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. How about one that's little known, Reign of Fire with Matthew McConaughey? Have you seen that? I didn't know that was even McConaughey.
Wow.
I mean, shaved his head, got all buffed up and tatted up, and I'm like, who is that guy? But he's a boss.
Wait a second.
Fighting dragons with an axe. You got to love that. Okay. All right. Oh, Randall from Newmarket brought up one from my childhood. I had forgotten this movie, Where the Red Fern Grows. That was a great movie. That one wore me out, too, as a kid. I was like, I was an emotional basket case when that movie was over. That was a good movie, though. John from Huntsville. SpongeBob SquarePants. What are you talking about, John? John, I think you need to raise the bar, brother. I'm just going to go ahead and say. You and I were talking off the air, Boomer, unless you got a caller. Have you got a caller?
No, okay. We're good. I thought I did. But
we're going to get to the number one of the triple dipper here, woke education.
Man.
And I know you said, too, that you guys moved back down here from the big city.
Yeah, we moved from the big city and stuff. And, you know, one of the reasons my little boy was turning five, about school age, you know, starting school. And we went to a lot of schools up there that – you know, that are great for some families. We just didn't feel like it was correct for our family.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to say another school's better than another because I know everybody has
it.
Different needs. Okay, I meant for different needs for kids, you know?
Okay.
You understand that.
Yeah.
But so we brought them down here. We're very happy where we're at right now, and we're very blessed and love seeing him accelerate where he's at. But you know, what I saw a lot in Nashville, even to some of my friends in Nashville, they had some kids in school, and some of them were, you know, I thought they were rock solid, you know, and like, you know, this is the way we believe conservatives.
Talk about the parents.
Yeah, parents.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, they had their child in a school, and, you know, one little thing, they're like, oh, that's okay.
You mean like a lowering the standard kind
of
thing?
Lowering the standard a little bit in a way that they're, you know, going back on what they believe in. They're like, oh, it's fine. It's just this one little thing. And then before you know it, it was kind of like they were sacrificing and talking, you know, they're like, oh, we just let them do this thing and then this thing. And then before you know it, it was so many different things.
Yeah.
And they were kind of sucked in and then... They're kind of confused on what they believe
in.
It's
like the old thing about putting a frog in a pot of water and slowly boiling it, and the frog does not realize he's being boiled because he just gets used to it over time.
Absolutely. And it just infuriates me because the education system, as parents, you know, I want to say, it's my child. You are supposed to be educating my child. And I want to have to say, I don't want you to tell my child what they should be believing in and how they should.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting all fired up. I can't even think right now.
I get it. I mean, you're the parent of a small child right now.
Right.
A very impressionable mind. And kids, and I know your family, mm-hmm. Y'all are the kind that have taught your kids to respect their elders.
Absolutely.
And so when an adult takes advantage of that position and then tells the kid something that they want to, you know, basically instill in the kid's mind that you as a parent would never have wanted there.
Right.
The child doesn't know any better because the child's been taught to respect what elders say.
Respect what elders say. And also, oh, these are your teachers. You're supposed to be learning from them. That's what we tell them as parents.
Yeah. Oh, you like soft things? You must really be a little girl.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Ah.
Anyway. Well, let's talk about woke education for a minute. Let's do that because I'm going to reach back here and grab my notes because I forgot to grab them. All right. So, first of all, I'll come out the gate with this. I got to update a story. So yesterday during Adventures in Woke World, I had a piece about a lady. Remember the story, Boomer, up in Pennsylvania, the lady on the school board who said that she would not vote for the next president of the school board because he was the only white, the cis white male.
Right.
I cannot vote for the only cis white male in the
have to have a check bar. Yeah. Check box.
Yeah.
That doesn't do
cis
it.
Cis white male. So here we are sitting here in the studio as two cis white males. I didn't know I was a cis white male.
Cis white male.
I knew I was white. I knew I was a male. I didn't know what cis was. There's all this new vernacular they're trying to sling out there. I mean, they make crap up every day. But anyway, the bottom line is this. Old girl has retired. She has resigned from the school board. Mm. Apparently, she felt the heat and realized that she couldn't act like that as an elected official and get away with it. Anyway, Upper Moreland School District board member Jennifer Solot, who made those comments about the only cis white male seeking the position of president of the board during an open meeting on December 6th, has now resigned. She says, this is her current board president said, that as a result of the incident, Ms. Solot has decided to resign from the board effective on January 2nd. She wishes to apologize for, in other words, she's not doing it herself. She sent in and had somebody else apologize for her. She wishes to apologize for her poorly chosen words and not want to be a distraction. Well, folks, she was a distraction, and she was also a school board member. She was somebody setting policy in that school system who was openly willing to discriminate because someone did not match what she believed they should look like. And it's, you know, if the person in their personal life has some beliefs that are different, okay. But you can't look at somebody by law. You can't look at somebody and say, well, they're white and they're a male. And oh, by the way, they're straight. Go like 99% of America. And so I don't think they can have the position. That is absolutely not what's supposed to happen as a matter of law, certainly as a matter of ethics. And oh, by the way, how about common sense? Has anybody ever thought to say, maybe common sense should come in once in a while? Like, I don't know. How about pronouns? I'm getting off topic now. You better reel me in here in a minute. This is not even part of my notes. But my pronouns are what the by God English language says they're supposed to be, period. A they and a them is not a singular.
Correct. Absolutely. And why do we even have to pronounce a pronoun?
And if you're a dude, you're not a she. And there's no such thing as non-binary. I am, brother, I am all in right now. This is not even the sole focus of my stack of stuff here I got. But
right. I mean, I was on a social media platform the other day, and it popped up on there, and it said, it wouldn't let me go any further until I announced my pronoun.
What?
Yes. I was not happy.
How about, once again, by God, what the English language says they're supposed to be.
Oh.
So what kills me is when you see teachers. So here's one. Storyline here, Fox News, December 13th. That would be today. Story about a woman. It's actually up on foxnews.com right now. I saw it right before the show, and we grabbed that one. Minnesota science teacher claims that cell biology lessons are part of capitalist indoctrination. Yeah. A Minnesota science teacher in the St. Paul Public School District lambasted cell biology lessons, particularly on the mitochondrion. I'm flashing back to words from high school science. Mitochondrion for containing capitalist propaganda. Mandy Young, spelled J-U-N-G, a teacher at Highland Park Middle School, said Lately, there's been a lot of conversation about teachers indoctrinating students to their beliefs, and I always find this funny because our children are seeped in capitalist indoctrination from, like, the second they're born, basically. And she went on to talk about how it just makes her laugh when kids actually answer the questions on the test and say the nucleus is the most important organ in the cell because, in her opinion, that is just a clear example of capitalist propaganda, that the idea of one thing being more important than another. She's a biology teacher. But this same person, though, has also, by the way, been known to pass out surveys that allow students to conceal their gender identity in the classroom by asking questions like, what name should I use when I speak to your parents? What pronouns should we use when we talk about you? Is it okay to use your pronouns when we talk to your parents? In other words, I'm prepared to help you hide from your parents and to keep secrets from the ones who are actually legally, morally, ethically, and familially responsible for you. And oh, by the way, I'm a teacher, but I'm ignoring the English language. Let's do what we want to do. This is the kind of thing that makes folks like you and I take our kids and grandkids to another school.
Right. I mean, absolutely. Because that's what these teachers and authority figures in these children's lives are saying. I know better than the parents. I can help you, and we can get you the right help.
Yeah. Sandy from Elkmont's on the text line. I saw it. She says, common sense is a superpower now. Well, we bring superpowers to our right side ruffians. Let me just go ahead and tell you. All right, listen, Boomer, go ahead and take the break right now. We're right at that moment. We're going to come right back. I got more of this stuff. Woke education. And top of the hour, we'll be talking to Craig Monger from 1819 News because he just wrote a piece that came out last night, actually, on 1819 News. The drag queen story hour teacher from the Huntsville Middle School system, he's at it again. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, let me jump over there real quick. The text lines are blowing up. If you want to text in, it's 833-687-4448. John from Huntsville takes issue with the fact that we did not jump on his David Hasselhoff comment. We got several new textures texting in right now. One of them just said that The Shack was a good movie. Mm-hmm. What else? We got other movies that were jumping in there. I knew I saw another one. I can't think where it was now.
The Man from Snowy River.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yes.
That was like epic quality, too. I love that movie, The Man from Snowy River. All right, let me jump over the phones real quick before I run out of time. Jeff from Indiana. Jeffro from Indiana. What are you doing, man?
Down the road. I'm still in Alabama, though.
Well, have you made it to Bucky's yet?
I'm coming up on it, man. It's hard to pass that place up, you know it?
I'm sure. What's on your mind today, bud?
Well, I've got the answer to this, you know, like I do with everything else.
Wow.
We don't need public schools. We need public funding of schools. And then this would all go away because as long as these teachers are working for a government entity, they can't get rid of them, basically.
Mm. You talking about tenure?
Privatize all the schools? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your little private school and you have a guy do this and everything, is Phil Williams going to let this guy work for him anymore, or is he going to fire him on the spot?
That's going to be an at-will employment decision that'll probably have him out the door. But you know, but the reality is, Jeff, you're right. Tenure is an abused system. And I've heard teachers say, well, I have to have tenure because somebody might make a political decision. No, how about this? Do a good job and you don't lose your job. That's the way the rest of the world works.
Well, let's apply this to something else. What if doctors had tenure?
Yeah.
And the guy operated on you is a quack, But you can't get rid of him, but he's going to operate on you. You think that would fly?
I know. I look at it and think, you know, okay, what about the electrician who, like, wires my house? He has tenure. You can't get rid of him. He wired it wrong. The house burns down. I'm sorry, sir, but I have tenure. You can't do a thing about it. I mean, it just, it doesn't work in the real world.
It's stupidity, and we've allowed ourselves to become stupid. So, I mean, it's, you know, you either do the job. I mean, unions are fine or whatever back in the day whenever they needed them, you know, I guess, but they've just like government, they've grown to be basically abusive.
Well, and that's too often the truth. You're right. Is that it's like any other government entity? If they don't enforce a standard, then they keep getting funding, and then they don't enforce a standard, but yet they still get more funding. And there's nothing wrong with allowing standards, and also, by the way, maybe having, you know, some merit-based promotion. Yeah, well, more to come on this one. But this guy in Huntsville,
I want to pay good people and fire bad people. And if you're not a good worker, then either become one or hit the streets. That's just how simple it is.
Go woke, go broke, right?
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, be safe on the road, man. Hey, listen, the story we're going to get into here in a minute with Craig Monger, and then we'll wind up wrapping this thing up in the bottom half of the next hour after we talk to Craig, with some things you can do. Like I've got a situation. I mean, I got an article here that literally says it's called Practical Tools to Protect Your Kids from the Woke Agenda at School, and it's kind of common sense, but I love seeing it in writing. So we're going to talk through that a little bit. But let me tell you, as a refresher, it was just in the last couple of months, maybe last month, I can't remember, mid-October actually, Libs of TikTok, which is all Libs of TikTok does is expose liberals saying what liberals say about themselves. That's all it does. It just replays it. It doesn't put a whole lot out there, not a lot of editorial content, some, but not much. Usually all they do is just, here's a video of another one, and you look at it, and this person believes he's a unicorn, you know, or whatever, and you go, wow. But what's really happening is they're catching some of these folks confessing to the world how proud they are to indoctrinate kids into whatever their leftist ideologies are in the classroom. And then it galls you when you find out that they do it in such a way that they try to hide it from the parents. Well, and then on top of that, they do things that would never be allowed if they weren't on the left side of the spectrum. I mean, for instance, if you have somebody, if you literally had a conservative, let's go ahead, what's the term we use, a cis white male? If you had a conservative cis white male, I want to wash my mouth out for having said that. But if you have a conservative cis white male who makes inappropriate sexual comments to kids, don't you think somebody's going to wind up saying something? Yes. And yet this guy in Huntsville, his name is James Miller. He's a Huntsville middle school teacher. And he literally is a drag queen in his part-time. Okay, so he's a drag queen in his part-time. Not my choice of hobbies, but it's his. However, it gets different when he wants to be a drag queen who then does drag queen story hour for kids and makes sexual innuendos in front of the children while he's doing it, and then goes back to school the next day and teaches small children. Then you begin to question, if he does not have a governor on himself, what is he doing when no one's watching the classroom? What is he saying? Well, he's saying what he's saying. New article on 1819 News came out. And it's the same guy, James Miller. Craig Monger discovered that there was actually a video of him doing a podcast, another drag-style podcast, and he was talking about the fact that he felt like it was his responsibility to make sure that, in his words, he covertly and strategically placed LGBTQ+ materials in his classroom to make sure that these kids got something that helped them understand their identities. And literally, he says, too, his words, the easiest way to get through to them is to read them a story. Oh, look, his motivation for being a drag queen story hour guy. We're going to talk about it with Craig Monger when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.